You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. 2019's fire season was mild by California standards. Only a few hundred people lost their homes. But for the immigrant workers who work in those homes, fire season brings its own dangers. When a wildfire levels a neighborhood, the housekeepers and gardeners who work there lose jobs they rely on. And sometimes they get roped into new work that could jeopardize their health. Right now, domestic workers are fighting for new legislation that could change that. KALW immigration reporter Teresa Katsourilis has more.
Sandra found out she'd lost her job on Facebook. She cleans houses in Malibu for a living, and when the Woolsey fire started in 2018, she spent days anxiously checking the news, wondering what was happening to her client base. Then one of her favorite employers started posting pictures.
Que si la casa se había quemado y todo. Ya puso muchas fotos en su Facebook.
The employer's house had burned down completely, Sandra says. The important thing is they're all okay. For Sandra, money started drying up fast. The Woolsey fire burned in Malibu for almost 2 months.
Sí, dificultades para... Claro, para mis gastos,
I was having trouble with bills, vivienda, she says. Comida, I was struggling with basics like food and rent. So when an employer of Sandra's did get in touch with her, she was relieved. She says it was a family with a nice little girl Sandra knew, who lived in a huge house in Malibu on the mountain.
Yo pensé que yo iba a limpiar una casa normal.
I thought I was going to clean a normal house with some dust, maybe, she says. I didn't know about the ash.
No sabía yo que había ceniza en la casa.
When Sandra got there, she says she discovered that her employer's home was still standing. But she says their neighbor's house had burned down. And all the debris from that house, Sandra says it had coated her employer's property in this thick layer of ash.
No me dijeron nada, los patrones no me dijeron nada.
My employers didn't tell me anything, she says. They didn't tell me anything. They didn't give me a breathing mask. They didn't give me basic gear. Sandra described how the ash had saturated the family's beds and furniture. She says she cleaned the whole house without any protection for her face, eyes, or skin for 3 straight days.
La ceniza vuela.
The ash flies in your face and hair. It covers your whole body, she says. I realized the ash was bad for me and for my body, for my organs, for my lungs, but I needed the money. I needed to work.
Yo necesitaba el dinero, pues, más que nada por el dinero, tuve que trabajar.
Sandra asked KALW to refer to her by her first name only. She's afraid that speaking out could hurt her job prospects in Malibu. She says the ash made her chest hurt and her lungs ache. Her skin felt itchy wherever the ash touched it. At the end of the job, she says she went to a doctor, who fortunately didn't find anything wrong. But scientists studying wildfire pollution say this ash often contains toxic chemicals, and we don't know what its long-term effects might be. Climate change is intensifying California's wildfires, and in many cases, low-wage immigrant workers like Sandra are cleaning up after them.
You know, you have all kinds of toxic chemicals in a structure in a house, and those don't necessarily go away when the structure burns down, and they can create other compounds that are toxic.
Doug Parker is the director of California's Division of Occupational Safety and Health, or Cal-OSHA. According to his agency, employers are supposed to provide their workers with safety gear and training when they're cleaning up hazardous materials like this. But under California law, the way Sandra was treated, that might actually be legal. Domestic workers aren't covered by Cal-OSHA's health and safety laws. They're specifically excluded from it.
There are a number of potential violations.
When I told Parker about Sandra's story, he said that her employers would have clearly broken the law if she wasn't a domestic worker. Parker says Cal-OSHA has investigated a range of safety violations during wildfire cleanups over the past few years, including workers who cleaned burnt and damaged homes. But because Sandra is a domestic worker, well, this gets tricky. On one hand, she was hired by a homeowner to clean their house. On the other hand, she was doing work that most cleaners aren't expected to do. So, is she protected by California health and safety laws or not?
You've identified the crux of the problem that gets presented because of this exemption. We have a worker who, on the face of things, is doing what we would consider squarely domestic work most of the time, but then they're being asked to perform a service that is hazardous.
Parker says the courts decide what is and isn't considered domestic work on a case-by-case basis. He added that his agency would be happy to look at a case like Sandra's. Cal OSHA is also rolling out new laws to protect workers from wildfires. Last year, the agency issued an emergency safety law that says employers have to offer workers breathing masks to protect them from severe wildfire smoke, which can also be toxic. It's the first of its kind in the country. But because Sandra's a domestic worker, it might not protect her either.
They really are an integral part of our economy, but we treat them as if they're invisible. It's time that they are protected, and there's no explanation or justification to exclude them in this economy.
State Senator Maria Elena Durazo is a Democrat representing Central and East Los Angeles. She argues that California needs to get rid of this Cal OSHA exclusion once and for all. Last week, she introduced a new bill, SB 1257, that she says will take this on. It's the product of weeks of conversations between Durazo and California's Domestic Workers Coalition, which is fighting to eliminate this exclusion this year. Domestic workers have been excluded historically from all kinds of state and federal labor laws. Durazo and others say there's a pretty ugly history behind this. Back in the 1930s, U.S. senators from the South actually refused to support minimum wage laws if they included black people, many of whom worked as domestic workers and farm workers in southern states. California has been gradually closing these loopholes at the state level, and domestic workers' advocates have wanted to get domestic workers' health and safety protection for years. But now, as California's wildfires get worse...
You know, I definitely feel like it's made it more urgent.
Nicole Marquez-Baker is an attorney at WorkSafe, a workers' rights nonprofit that has been tracking allegations like Sandra's across the state. She's part of the coalition that's pushing to get rid of this exclusion.
The most vulnerable workers that are impacted by these climate change disasters wouldn't even be covered. It's like at the way highest level of danger, right? It's like this is one of like the most dangerous kind of situations that a worker can be in, especially if a worker is engaged in fire suppression.
One domestic worker I interviewed told me she and her employer stayed behind at his house on the first day of the Woolsey fire. They hosed down his roof as the wildfires burned closer. She only wanted to go by her first name, Maribel, because she feared repercussions at work. And her experience could fall in the same legal gray area that Sandra's did. We don't know how often domestic workers get roped into wildfire cleanup work. Cal OSHA Director Parker says low-wage immigrant workers can be reluctant to file official complaints against their employers. But I've spent the past few months interviewing workers, state officials, and labor organizers across the state, and they all describe a similar pattern. Christy Lubin is the director of the Greaton Day Labor Center, a worker-led organization that connects low-wage immigrant workers with jobs around Santa Rosa. She's also a member of the coalition that's pushing for Durazo's bill. When the Tubbs Fire burned through the city in 2017...
You know, they lost their livelihood completely. I heard of groups of, like, women who clean houses together who had, like, 50 houses, and all of them burned down.
When the fire was finally out, she says homeowners started calling again.
We were starting to get calls of people like, well, my house, we're not in the fire zone, but it's covered in ash.
Lubin says the Greaton Day Labor Center warned its members against taking these jobs because of the health risks. But she met other workers who did take them. I've heard stories about this during the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa in 2017, the Getty Fire in Los Angeles just this last year. The best data I could find on this was compiled by El Instituto de Educación Popular del Sur de California, or IDEPSCA, a nonprofit that works with low-wage immigrant workers in the Los Angeles area. IDEPSCA surveyed over 500 immigrant workers about their experience during the 2018 Woolsey Fire. According to their program director, Nancy Zuniga, more than 50 domestic workers described stripping burnt drywall out of homes and deep cleaning scorched furniture, often without masks, gloves, or other safety gear. DeRozzo's new bill, SB 1257, is still a work in progress. Right now, it's actually focused on creating a new outreach program that would educate domestic workers on their rights, not on getting them protected by Cal OSHA. This is what's known as a spot bill. It's basically a placeholder that can be revised to be more substantive later. DeRozzo says she's working closely with the Domestic Workers Coalition, and she plans to amend the bill so that it tackles the exclusion head-on. That's coming this spring.
And that came from working with the coalition and the domestic workers themselves.
In the meantime, an unusually dry February is sending California back into drought, which could fuel a relentless fire season this year. Sandra suggests that domestic workers watch out for themselves. She's still struggling to find work in the Malibu area, though homeowners are starting to rebuild. She says she drinks a lot of water and tries to safeguard her health. You have to protect yourself with the right clothes, she says, giving advice to other domestic workers. With a mask and clothes you bring to protect yourself. We work hard, they don't want to pay us right, and the work is hard on us, on our bodies.
Es muy físico, es muy trabajo fuerte, trabajo uno con el cuerpo.
In Malibu, California, this is Teresa Cotsarillas for Cross Currents.
Teresa is KALW's immigration reporter. You can find more of her stories at kalw.org.